This funding requires a bold reaction, a request for veto. We can do this with a statesmanlike approach.
Petersburg's Mike Stainbrook was one of four people who urged the city council to oppose the money for the road, which would run roughly 50 miles from northeast to northwest Kuprinoff Island. He pointed out that in its written funding request, the State Department of Transportation specifically acknowledged that the project had not been through a public review process at the local level and was not a community priority.
I ask you to use your voice and your vote as councilors to request that the governor put this money back into the unregulated general fund and request that in the next budget process, the governor and the legislature identify funding for sources of power for CAKE. I ask that we follow a local review process. I ask that the funding be directed at priorities that do not sacrifice one community over another. I ask that we work for consensus and do as we have said before, study all of the alternatives and come up with one that works for us, for CAKE, and for the future also.
State officials have at various times pushed for the project as a way to maintain a proposed electrical intertie to CAKE, as a means for economic development, and as a travel corridor for ferry passengers, goods, and services. The state's preferred route, called the Northern Route, would punch the road through the small, roadless city of Kuprinoff, which lies at the base of Petersburg Mountain, across the Wrangell Narrows from the city of Petersburg. As proposed in the past, that road would start just north of the mouth of Petersburg Creek, a prized recreation area for both towns. Kuprinoff resident Joan Kautzer said her town was roadless by choice.
In fact, we have an ordinance banning roads. It's what makes it an outstanding recreational destination for locals and tourists alike. This northern road would irreparably ruin Kuprinoff and wreck everything I like about it.
Kautzer's son, Forrest Sebastian, also testified. Among other issues, he challenged the idea that a road would help reduce the maintenance costs of a power line.
This road costs $40 million and eventually will cost much more. The number of $40 million doesn't take into account the cost for building a ferry terminal, cost for the ferry, cost for maintaining the road, the terminal, and the ferry over the long term. The idea that spending untold millions and creating more sources of maintenance costs will help keep those very same maintenance costs low, it just doesn't hold water.
The ferry connection would be needed to make the short trip across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg to Kuprinoff. All those who testified expressed support for bringing cheaper power to CAKE, but they argued that the road would not do that. Petersburg's Eric Lee suggested the money would be better spent on actually making the electrical connection.
I think a power line to CAKE is estimated to cost about $40 million, roughly, the same as this road project. And it would actually accomplish a very much needed goal of getting power to CAKE, whereas a narrow gravel road to CAKE, I just don't see that really accomplishing much of anything.
Most of the council members present agreed with a lot of the testimony. Councillor Rick Braun was concerned about the maintenance costs for both the electrical line and the road. He suggested the state could help CAKE reduce power costs immediately by providing funding for residential and community solar power systems.
It's a foolish program to build this road. I understand that we don't want to send the wrong message to Juneau that we don't want $40 million. Well, we do want $40 million, but we don't want the road. And I think that's a message I would like to send to Juneau.
Mayor Al Dwyer said he was sickened that the state, as he saw it, was ignoring the city of Kuprinoff's roadless ordinance. At the same time, Dwyer had mixed feelings on the issue because Senator Bert Stedman, who represents Petersburg, had put the road money in the capital budget.
Senator Stedman has been very good to Petersburg, especially this year, but every year.
CAKE residents have expressed mixed opinions on the road over the years. Asked about the funding last month, CAKE Mayor Henrich Kadake said he had no preference for the route. He thought the road would benefit his town by lowering the cost of goods and allowing local seafood to be shipped out fresh through Petersburg. But Kadake emphasized at the time that the electrical connection to Petersburg is his town's top priority. He said his city council wasn't pushing for the road project very hard because of concern that it could delay an electrical intertie to his community, which struggles with its reliance on high-priced diesel fuel for power. Petersburg Councillor Don Koenigs supported a road to CAKE, but he's long opposed the northern route. Rather, he wanted the state to consider a different corridor, one that would avoid the city of Kuprinoff, but instead run through a federally protected wilderness area. Koenigs was optimistic, though, that the various parties could come up with an agreement that might make that possible.
Is the state of Alaska willing to go to Congress or the communities get behind an exchange for a corridor that would serve the best interest of the state, the best interest of the residents of Petersburg and Kuprinoff and Cake? I think so, and I can support a resolution that would say no to that very fact that the road is, that the state's position on this road is wrong.
Koenigs made the motion for the council to draft a resolution for its next meeting that would ask the governor to veto the $40 million in road funds. The council passed it 4-1. Mayor Al Dwyer was opposed, and councilors Mark Jensen and John Jensen were absent. The governor's deadline to approve the capital budget or use his veto power is May 26th, though he could choose to act sooner. The city council is not slated to meet again until May 21st. Both councilors Rick Braun and Don Koenigs will be out of town and unable to attend that meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.